Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys in the Netherlands. Thanks for tuning in to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast, in which we're in 15 minutes going to help you to select your automation platform. Mark, my co-host, and myself will go through a couple of things, aspects that are important for you to keep into mind when selecting the right marketing automation solution for your organization. So first of all, Mark, what's the important things that we should take into account?
Yeah, this is a podcast. You can split it in two sections. One is we're going to let the experts talk. We're going to explain the three grids that you should have a look at if you're in the process of selecting a marketing automation software platform. And in the second part, we're going to discuss which elements you should take into account when you're going to make a choice and what kind of effects they have on making that choice.
So the first thing is the grid. So we use three grids when selecting the right tool for an organization. First of all, we have the Forrester Wave on marketing automation. Secondly, we have the Gartner Magic Quadrant on CRM lead management. And thirdly, we have the G2 Crowd grid for marketing automation. Let's start with the first two, Gartner and Forrester. For us, they are important to take into account because they actually tell which direction those companies are heading. So for you as an organization, important to know, are you choosing a stable platform? Do they have the right vision? And do they have the right features when being looked at by the research firms Gartner and Forrester? So the Forrester Wave on marketing automation, just Google for it, we'll put it in the show notes, has a leading quadrant on the upper right of the quadrant or the upper right of the diagram, which says leaders, and then they're followed by strong performers. So leaders in this case are Marketo and Adobe, of course, but they are put together because Adobe acquired Marketo last year. Acton is there, Oracle is there, IBM, followed by strong performers like Salesforce and HubSpot.
Yes, and it is important to remember that the ones that are in the leaders part is not necessarily the right fit for you. It's just showing that these are vendors that are acquired a leading position, and therefore you can expect that they will be around in the coming years. So that's very important, as marketing automation, like your CRM, is a foundation for your whole marketing technology part. But it doesn't say that other vendors aren't good. For instance, we know NetResults, and you won't see them in the leaders part, but they do also have a very interesting offering.
But it's important to know, because also within the Gartner Magic Quadrant, we all know that it takes a lot of effort to come into that quadrant. It takes you a lot of human resources or people to talk to those Gartner analysts, but also it will cost you a lot of money to be in there. So as a result of that, only the big companies will be in those quadrants, which is not bad, but it's not only answer to your question, is this a suitable marketing automation platform? Important or nice to see within that Magic Quadrant by Gartner is that they also have a visionary quadrant on the right side, which has a couple of vendors in there currently. Amongst them is Acton, and they have a leading quadrant, which also comes up with IBM, Marketo, and Oracle again. Besides those two research firms, there is a third one, the G2 Crowd grid for marketing automation, which consists out of actual reviews by users of the platforms, which is maybe even more important.
Yes, definitely. And this will also show the marketing automation vendors that you will not see in the research quadrants. And so in the G2 crowd, if you look at there, really, we can really recommend to read the reviews, pick out the ones that are a little bit similar to your own situation, and read what they have to tell about using those marketing automation solutions.
Nice features there is that it will let you segment based on your company size. So they have a mid-market, a large market quadrant or a grid. But also a nice feature is that they will let you compare your shortlist. So let's say you have a shortlist of three vendors. You can put them next to each other on the website and you actually see the differences. So that's it for those three, let's say, grids that we use as a first step in selecting the right package. Secondly, more important, we're looking at what affects your choice for your organization. So what's the right choice for your organization? So we've looked at the grids, you maybe made a shortlist. Now you'll have to look at what is actually my need as an organization. So we have five aspects there, which we'll head into now. First of all, the necessary features. So to make a list of features is maybe a very, it's a challenging thing because you don't know which features you need. It's a new thing to you, etc. So we usually start by setting the goals. So what's your organization goal, not only for the coming year, but for the next 3 years? Because to reach your goals, you're going to need marketing automation and you're going to need specific features. And features you can think of are, for example, dynamic content. Do you need that in emails on your website? Do you need lead scoring? Do you need multiple lead scoring lists? What kind of segmentation do you need? What kind of email marketing do you need? Sometimes you need artificial intelligence, or you want some specific wishes on reporting. Those features are important to keep into mind when selecting the right tool for your organization.
Yeah, and some of these marketing automation platforms, they've got all these features and put them all together as a solution in a box. Or you have vendors that have specified certain features and made them their...
Modular based. Yeah, there's some big vendors that have like an all-in-one package, other ones are modular. Basically, you'll have to use the comparison. Mark uses a lot compared to the smartphone and Nokia. You have a Nokia 3110, which we all used during the 2000s, I would say. But now we're all having these nice Android and iPhones, having like a zillion specifications and a zillion possibilities, of which we're only using a couple of percentages. But you can never upgrade that Nokia 3110 with a GPS, with all kinds of nice apps or new operating systems or integration possibilities. Some apps won't work. Well, same happens to be true for marketing automation. You need to have the right platform in place, also in order to grow in future. So take into account which features do you need right now? Do you want an all-in-one solution? And which features do you think you're going to use the coming years? We've developed a list for that where we help companies building their marketing stack over the years. So we can help you with that. If you have questions, send us an email. You have our email addresses in the show notes. The second one next to features is your marketing department size. So if you're in a marketing department in a multilingual or maybe different countries organization, you have colleagues all over the world which are using the same marketing automation tool, you're going to need something different than when you're an SME company and you're 3 to 5 people within marketing, or maybe you're managing marketing yourself. Obviously, you need an easy to use marketing automation tool, whereas in the larger organizations you have need to have like working together possibilities. Maybe you want to split databases, you need to have templates developed once, and the organizations within different countries will use different ones, etc. So that's going to ask for a different solution.
Yeah, well, look at your marketing team. Is your marketing team consists of all-rounders? marketeers that have to do everything and can do everything, or is it more a group of specialists, data analysts, database marketeers, etc., because that will also help you make a choice what kind of marketing automation solution you want to use.
Very important third one is support, because without support you're not going to be successful. And some of the vendors have their own certification procedures or educations online, offline. Maybe you have like these crash courses on which you can learn the marketing automation tool. But important is your realization that you need support, whether it's going to be from the vendor itself or from a local partner. That's up to you. But to be honest, most vendors are American vendors, so they're English. Their support is going to be English. And if English is not your mother tongue, this can be difficult, especially in a technical setting. So need for a local support is needed, well, it's basically asked for by a lot of organizations we encounter.
Oh, well, that's the reason why we even got service and support packages that we offer our clients. But basically, support is, I think, one of the most important aspects in making that choice, because support will either make or break your marketing automation adventure.
Yeah, it's you know, and also it determines whether you're going to be successful or not, but it also determines how much you're actually going to spend on it. Because and when you're selecting, and we'll come to price a little bit later on, but support can be pricey, you know. So sometimes you need to have you have to pay for support packages. Sometimes it's included. So important for you to realize what kind of level local support you can get with an automation vendor.
Yeah, but I want to emphasize also that not having the right support and therefore you're not getting the ultimate results that you want with this pricey marketing automation software package, that could be even more costly.
Right, so yeah. Another one is, and we'll come to the final one almost, but the one before that is integration. And by integration, I mean API integrations, standard integrations into different modules like CRM. So do you need integrations to CRM? Are they standardized? Are they being serviced? Are they being maintained, etc.? Do you have Zapier integrations, which are already built off, or Blender.io? What kind of integrations do you have into reporting platforms, into ad platforms? Because maybe, and I can almost be sure, because we've seen a lot of integrations or implementations of marketing automation, you're not going to use this the first half year to a year. You're going to start marketing automation. First results will be shown by 6 to 12 months. But after those 12 months, I can assure you that you need integration, and you're going to want integration to CRM, to ad platforms, to Google ads, to Facebook ads, maybe to LinkedIn ads. You want to have integrations to your website. Sometimes you have reporting software, etc. Those integrations are important and will affect price as well, because some platforms have open APIs which come with the solutions. Other vendors charge you up to $1,000 or $2,000 a month for using the API.
Yeah, well, let's face it, the fact that you are listening to the Marketing Technology Podcast implies that you're a data-driven marketeer. And what you want as a data-driven marketeer is you want to have insights of all the information that you can get. And integration gives you that. Integration with your social media platform, integration with your CRM. And so integration is a very important thing, and maybe you won't use it in the first year, but you definitely will be going to use it in the coming years.
Yes, and that brings us to the final aspect that will have effect on your choices, namely price. And the pricing of the marketing automation tools is to be, I would say, intransparent. It's hard to say what a solution costs. You have to have that software package. It needs to be implemented. Most packages are being priced by the number of email addresses you have in the database and you're actually using, so active contacts or whatever they call them. But apart from that, you need different pricing or different options, and you need to be sure what those will cost. Because if you're going to use a CRM integration, it's going to cost you a couple of $1,000 a month extra. You want to know that beforehand because you need to have that in your business case. Also, if you're using different modules, what are they going to cost? What is it going to cost if you're growing your email database? So make sure you have a complete set of pricing and don't let them fool you. Ask for a full list of pricing. That's one of the, most important things I would say. A full list of pricing, not only your start price, but look at your pricing for the next years.
Yes. Yes, and include also the time and effort for your team. Do they need to follow a training, and what are the costs of that?
So I hope we have helped you a little here on selecting the right tool. We've only spent 15 minutes. We can spend 15 hours on this, Mark and I, but we've tried to put it into 15 minutes for you. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you're tuning into our podcast next time. Be so kind to leave us a review on Spotify, on iTunes. Thank you very much for listening.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our iTunes channel. Also, if you want to be interviewed on this podcast, or if you have any questions on marketing technology, send me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you.